I don't think we need to waste our time on such issues, especially when it is coming from Jonathan Moyo, who is not even in the country. Where is he getting that information even then? I remember the judge was talking of even primary evidence and even secondary evidence that we can be talking about. But I don't think we don't need to waste our time on such things, that statement by people who are bitter, and really we don't need to waste our time on such matters.
Looking at the tweet itself, we also say that, you know, they are waiting for the full judgment that Mr. Luke Malaba, the Chief Justice, actually promised that he would do in due course. And he says when he does that, that will open a can of worms. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't think there's anything like that. Malaba is a respected judge. That man is a respected judge, really. And I repeat, he is a man of integrity. And really, I don't think Malaba can stoop so low and be found doing things that would turn against him even at the end of the day. There is nothing of that sort. I don't think there is anything of that nature. It is going to come out the way Malaba handed down his judgment on that very particular judgment day. I don't see anything. I don't see any problems emanating from that, from his judgment even then. Even from his write-up, I don't think there is anything that will come. But it's only that people who are bitter would want to say a lot of things and confuse people at the same time. But there is nothing. Let's not waste time. Let's move on. Let's not waste time on such issues.
So in this case, following this tweet, you know, it reminds people about what the MTC has been saying since the election, that Mr. Nelson Chamisa actually won the presidential election. So maybe it resonates well with the opposition. Don't you think so?
I'm not surprised if that is coming from Jonathan Moyo, because remember, he has never said anything good about Mnangagwa. He's fighting. To me, he's bitter. To me, he's fighting Mnangagwa. And every day, you'll even manufacture stories, create evidence wherever it is not there to portray Mnangagwa as a loser, as a bad person. I don't see him winning in that back even then. And some of the people are really misled by some of these things, but I see no reason really. Let me repeat what I said right from the beginning, that let's not waste time on such issues by on statements that are issued by people who are bitter, people who are not in the country, people who don't have evidence, people who would want to create anarchy, and people who would want to see us, you know, suffering in this country.
Why do you say Professor Jonathan Moyo is a bitter man?
There are so many reasons why I'm saying he's a bitter man. He has never said anything good about Mnangagwa. But remember, he's one of those people who supported Mnangagwa even then, before he joined his G40 faction, should I say. But he was one of those strong supporters of Mnangagwa. What went wrong even then? You can tell that he is bitter. That is what I'm saying. What went wrong? And I for one, I used to engage him to say, when the time he got lost, I was trying to convince him to say, no, what he was doing was wrong. So as a friend, I was very closer to him. I knew everything about him. I know everything about him. And this is exactly what I saw. He's a bitter man, and he is helping the opposition. He's fighting in the corner of the opposition even then. And I know that he worked with the opposition even during the campaign period, wherever he was hiding. But he was working with those people, and he was working very close with them. And even now, up to date, I'm convinced that he's still working with those people even then.